Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number 2, Danny Dusty with you.
This is yacht rock as well. I mean, there's just
no. This is
everywhere.
WKRP, but it has those vibes, man. Yeah, I mean,
it's leaking in everywhere.
You will hear the full single version on yacht rock stations.
Oh, man.
I believe Steve Carlisle, I want to say.
That's who this is, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Ten announced their monster new television deal today. There's a few things that I find very, very interesting. And we can do a lot of tea leaf reading on this thing, right? It is a 7-year deal, which notably shorter deals are going to be the norm. We're not going to see 10,
12, 15 year deals
or 20 like the ACC.
Very normal way to operate is go 20 years in a market where nothing is the same 5 years later.
It is a 7-year, $7 billion television deal with Fox.
Let me do the math on that real quick.
CBS and NBC.
Divided by 7. Oh, so it's $1 billion a year.
It's $1 billion a year. Remember when Larry Scott, it's not laughable because he negotiated the first $1 billion TV deal. It was a $1 billion deal for like a decade.
Yeah.
But this is how far it has come. The world of live entertainment, $1 billion a year is not crazy.
No, it is the single best platform for commercials and advertisements.
Yep. So, again, no ESPN. It'll only be on Fox, CBS, NBC.
And this is not their prime games.
This is including their prime time games.
Oh, this did include the prime slots?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, this is the deal in its entirety. There's no more pieces that are being put together.
This is the entire inventory.
This is their entire inventory. Okay. And the way they broke it up is actually pretty interesting because it's the first that I've seen because we've always talked about tiered rights, right? You know, tier one, tier two, tier three. And what they've done is that they've actually allocated TV slots to each network. Mm-hmm. So what you will have is Fox will have their pick of the big noon kickoff, the 9 a.m. time slot, whenever they want it. 9 a.m. they can slot in there, and that's part of their deal with Fox. They are going to have a noon or 1 o'clock kickoff time slot that'll be on CBS, which is now the CBS time slot that you see all of the SEC games on.
And they're going to take over that spot for the Big Ten
next
a year later.
A year after.
They still have the SEC window.
There's a lot that's going into this. There's going to be some, it's going to be finagled a little bit, but that is, there's going to be big escalators in this thing. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about those too. But then NBC is going to have their primetime kickoff, mm-hmm. which NBC getting into this game, this is big time. This is big time, and it has major ramifications.
And most notably is because Notre Dame is seeking an independent deal to operate at around $75 million a year, mm-hmm. which if you're doing the rough math on the full integration of this deal for the Big Ten, teams are looking at roughly $100 million. So Notre Dame would fly in under that, but they would operate independently, which comes with its own benefits of not having to split other things and be able to control and everything that kind of comes with that part of it. But if NBC's forking out the money, which I would imagine is one of the larger parts of the pie here in this $1 billion a year deal, I find it very difficult for me to believe that Notre Dame is going to catch 75 independently.
Well, and they want $75 million from NBC to stay independent.
And not get a primetime slot.
Never get a primetime slot because NBC is going to brand that primetime kick Big Ten Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It is Big Ten Saturday night. And so Notre Dame at best could, as part of their independent schedule Big Ten teams and maybe have those primetime games. But anything outside of Notre Dame playing every game either at mm-hmm. between 9 a.m. and 1 o'clock, that's kind of their window to get $75 million from NBC. And for NBC, is that worth it? Because if you have Big Ten Saturday night, and you have games, their tier two and tier three games playing on streaming on Peacock, you're going to want to shoulder that programming for Big Ten Saturday night like they do with Football Night in America.
Exactly.
Before Sunday Night Football, they're going to make it a big event and carve out a time slot before that. So that is an interesting little wrinkle there in all of this. There's several other wrinkles that are in it. Rust already mentioned one of them in mm-hmm. that the SEC doesn't kick in or the CBS doesn't kick in until after 2023 mm-hmm. because that's when the deal with CBS and the SEC wraps up. You also have the fact that there's an escalator for when UCLA and USC join mm-hmm. the conference because, one, it coincides with being the same year that they get CBS's big money.
Yes.
But there's also written in that this could grow to $10 billion. And how does it grow to $10 billion?
Oh, could it be adding additional teams?
If you add some more teams, there's going to be more money.
There's more escalator clauses built in.
And there's a lot of people that are having sources right now saying, this is now all of that conversation about the Big Ten saying, we're done.
No,
this could be up to $10 billion. And everybody is reporting, sources are telling them, Big Ten, not done expanding. We are going to continue to expand.
It was posturing for this deal. That's mm-hmm. what it was.
What I find interesting is that, you know, they're looking at the prospect of expanding by what? Maybe four teams, we'll mm-hmm. call it four. And yeah. they're talking about the value of this increasing by almost 50% just by adding four more teams.
Yeah. And that, look, because then it's mega conferences. And you want to, if they expand by four more teams, right?
Then you're basically two conferences at that point.
Then the SEC is going to do the exact same mm-hmm. thing, and you have two separate conferences. There are so many layers to this. And the expansion one is very interesting because, hello, Pac-12.
Yeah.
But one of the layers that is great about this is just yesterday, the UC Board of Regents that we talked about mm-hmm. in their meeting that they had about UCLA leaving. And what did the regent say? Everything is on the table. Everything is on the table.
Including forcing UCLA to stay.
Yes. So what does that mean for these escalators and what the Big Ten looks like? We'll discuss that next. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We discussed yesterday that the University of California System's Board of Regents was meeting yesterday to discuss the, legality of UCLA moving to the Big Ten.
You would think a school like UCLA would have dotted their I's and crossed their T's before announcing they were going to another conference.
Mm. And they thought that they had. They tried to do it all in secret. And they had Ben Bulk of the LA Times has a really good write-up on this. He's the beat reporter for UCLA. And basically, the Board of Regents are saying, no, everything is on the table right now. Because you have to approve everything through us. There was this idea that they had a 1991 ruling where it was like athletics and, you can negotiate your own departures to different conferences and stuff as part of the university system, but it ultimately has to get approval by the UC Board of Regents. And here's where they can step in and they have the authority to veto anything they want to do. And this is a big one because Cal's going to be left behind in this. It's $1.2 billion per year that this television deal is. They're going to be distributing between $80 and $100 million to each institution. Meanwhile, the Pac-12 is like, yeah, how'd you like 30? Mm-hmm. And so that's a big discrepancy between Cal and UCLA, who are part of the university system.
Cal has been operating at a deficit for a while now. I saw somebody say that they were operating at over $100 million in deficit. As recently as of a month ago,
they're pulling themselves out of it because the university is helping.
Yes,
for the first time in years, in Bulk's article, it said that they had a $3.5 million surplus thanks to a $20 million check from the university.
Jesus.
so it's not going well.
It's literally dead weight.
Yeah, it's not going well because they. built a new stadium and the funding didn't come through. And, oh, by the way, they approved that under the idea that, oh, the Pac-12 network's going to make a lot of money. And it has.
They projected it a surplus or a budget of $500 million overall that they were going to get a windfall of, which they got, I think, not even a quarter of.
So if all of the options are on the table, like what was coming out yesterday with the Regents meeting, including blocking UCLA, is this the posturing from the Big Ten to, in one, I don't think that they're going to pull this one, right? Like, if it came down to they have to either block UCLA or let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I think if they wanted to play hardball, they'd let them. If UCLA played hardball, they'd let them go.
Yes, because it's more beneficial for the California schools to have UCLA go than to not.
But would you be under a situation where they say, hey, the Big Ten says they're not done expanding. If you want to go UCLA, you've got to drag Cal with you.
I don't think that's something you can sell the Big Ten.
If they're going to expand by four.
Yeah, you can't.
If they are going to expand, because four more is what they would do.
Cal's on the team.
If Notre Dame, well, if they were to do it and Notre Dame were to stay independent, the next four logical would be the Bay Area schools, Oregon and Washington.
Oregon, Washington, Stanford, I get. I just, from a financial standpoint, I don't know how the Big Ten could not see Cal as a giant anchor.
Well, it gives you, they have Rutgers. they have Indiana.
Northwestern.
Purdue.
Yeah, but all of those schools, I bet you the money they actually generate is actually positive income.
I doubt Northwestern and Rutgers are. I think what they're giving, because they added Rutgers for the TV market, and with that, I mean, you'd be sitting there and going, it's apples for apples for the Bay Area market,
yeah,
right?
You're going to Stanford, though.
Mm. But Cal's academic prestige, too, it matters.
If it did come down to the academic prestige of Cal, yes. But I would imagine that if Cal were included in this list, right, they would get a smaller slice of the pie.
Of these, I don't think they're going down that road either, because then Cal would say, what about Illinois over there? What about Rutgers? What about Maryland? What about, you know, because they're going, we're in a bigger TV market. We're a more prestigious academic institution, and we're sitting here and we're taking
how
the smaller pieces by you guys.
How dare you slander
suck.
The Terrapins?
You know, right?
How dare you?
But I think that is Power where Terps. They would go. They would have a problem with that because everybody else is getting an equal share
and
except for them.
Grandfather clause.
Here is where I'm with you. Cal, of all of those, if they expand by six and they bring four more, and they are way, way behind everybody else.
Yes.
Okay. That is so true. But if the university system it forces that move, it's the best news Cal's gotten in quite some time.
It is. And that's the thing is, like, who wins in this prospect? Cal. Cal is the only winner of Cal going to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. And UCLA, because they'd get to go.
And again, I still think they're going to end up going anyways. I just.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose out on that money.
But it also is they're not done expanding is very good news for Oregon, Stanford, and Washington as well. I think it is good news for those schools because that's the next logical step because they'd have to go by, you know, either two or four. And it kind of sounds like it's going to be four more schools than if it's
the best
UW or if it's Notre Dame, then Oregon, UW, Stanford.
And that's what I was just saying. I think that's
the next four.
That's, I think, what the Big Ten is hoping for.
Yep. And they should. They absolutely should. Yeah. I mean, because then they are flush with cash in major markets across the country. And that is a big, now their fan bases.
They would have the most engaged fan bases chart yesterday.
Yeah, the Dellinger one.
They would have seven of the top 10.
That would be huge for them. But the SEC does have And the SEC would go, all right, well, then we're going to be the passionate fan base one. We're going to go and we're going to get Clemson. We're going to go and get Florida State.
They'll
and
be
then
passion merchants. I like it.
And just be all in the South.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is going to be
the South versus everybody.
Fascinating to see where expansion goes, because they're not done, because there's extra money to be made. So, like Russ said, you could go from $7 billion to escalate to $10 billion.
Yeah. Which that puts you on par with professional sports.
And this is where it comes down to, it isn't about television markets. It so is not.
No.
It's about brands. And they don't have escalators.
Ohio State,
they don't have escalators of up to $10 billion if it's not about brands. It's about a plan to get Notre Dame. It's about a plan to go get, you know, whether it's Oregon or UW and Stanford as well. The plan is, no, these are the schools that we're expanding. And then the television partners go, yeah, that's worth an extra $3 billion. Getting Notre Dame, Oregon, Stanford, and UW, that's worth another $10 billion. So if you can get those four, you can get your money.
Here's the thing. Do you know off the top of your head how many people enroll at Oregon?
Probably somewhere around like 15, 18.
Okay, so just so we're clear, and this is why we're talking about brands and not television markets. In 2020, how many people do you think graduated from Ohio State?
I have no idea. I know that they have the biggest alumni base in the country, though.
17,100.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're talking about brands, schools like Ohio State and Michigan and Notre Dame, those are probably the three biggest brands when you're talking about graduation rates, because they've been around for forever as they're like puppy mills for degrees at this point. And that's part of the brand building, is that you have these so many people that have these experiences at these universities. And so you're able to take a market like Ohio, which you have a couple big cities, but you're still nationally, your market is huge. It is enormous because you have this diaspora of graduates that just go everywhere.
Yep.
And when you take Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, USC, and there's one that I'm missing here that has a stupidly high graduation rate. My God. Oh, UCLA. As far as like prestigious schools that spread all out, I mean, then you're talking about brands that are just monstrous, regardless of where they fall in the competition ladder.
I'm looking at enrollment, 23,000 for Oregon.
That's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. 23,000. But again, I don't even think it matters about graduate fans. Now, college sports have become more about fans and branding and professionalization. It's not just alumni
fandom
anymore.
Comes from, is that that's the driving forces of those fandoms of the Big Ten schools,
right?
Is that they're massive alumni pools.
There is such a weird idea that people in, like, it's especially out west, that they didn't even go to the school. I'm sure you hear this a lot. You didn't even go to USC, Danny. I promise you, go to an SEC game, talk to the fan. You don't have to go to the school, because your grandfather loved it, your great grandfather loved it. You go down to Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn. Duck fans will see this, Georgia. They don't go to the school because, you know what? You don't have to go to college to be a college football fan. You're born into it. And that is where it's so much more like it's the most ridiculous knock against Oregon is, oh, their fans don't even go there. Okay. Go and ask Alabama fans how many of them went there.
Yeah. Alabama's not exactly a monster school. Like, it's not. I don't think people truly tend to realize it. And that's to your point, like the idea of the brand and how everything goes.
It's branding. Yes. Yeah. And this is where this will be a fascinating next couple of years, because it's built in. They can still expand and get more money. And that was the big knock. Remember, why would you take Oregon and UW if they're not going to get you enough? Well, turns out they will get you a lot more money. Because the television networks are saying, we'll give you escalators if you continue to grow. So buckle up. It's just the beginning. Expansion continues.
It's going to happen.
Hey, the worst day on the web. I'm not even sure this even was like a contest today. It's not even close to being a competition.
Oh, no, no. He took all every medal, the whole podium. It's all his.
You know what? Jeff Rust, he takes the podium and gets every medal in our hearts for all the good things. And he's got SportsCenter Update right now.
And Jimmy John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and west, Portland's west, sports west, leader, 1080, the Fan.
Big a truck, peach all glittered up, stick a kid, what? Jig with a cut, crisp it up. Rock, get your until I can't get it up. I'm a big
man. Do you remember this music video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
The shoulder shuffle?
This was a great one.
The worst. This is the worst dancing video ever, but it gave every guy the one dance he could pull out at the wedding.
Yeah, it just gives you a little shimmy. Keep it in tight. Mm-hmm. Keep it in tight. Keep it in tight.
Mm-hmm. Don't leave the frame.
Here we are. It is time for the worst day on the web.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
I don't think there's any competition for today who's having the worst day on the web.
No. No, this is a clear gold medal winner.
I know that poor guy and his broken wrist and ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that not it?
Wrong. 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 No, it is Deshaun Watson, and rightfully so.
Which statement do you want to go with? The first one, the second one, the third one, or all of the above?
You know what? I'd like to take all of the above, but I'd like to revisit this one here really quickly.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
That's right. Settling is not an admission of guilt, but it sure as hell isn't vindication, Deshaun Watson.
No, and that's, I feel like we're conflating things that should never be conflated.
11 games, $5 million, mandatory behavioral evaluation for Deshaun Watson. And
look, what part of do you think he hates the most? The 11 games, the $5 million, or the counseling?
$5 million. I bet it's the $5 million. The counseling, he knew that this was going to happen. The 11 games.
He already missed 17.
He's already got a $45 million signing bonus.
Think about, again, this is kind of gross, but I'm going to say it anyways. He's going to miss 28 games in his career off of this.
Mm-hmm.
28 games, and it doesn't matter.
Nope.
That's insane.
I hope he never wins a game again.
That's fair.
I mean, honestly, he will come back, and apparently he will come back if he completes his behavioral training
week and evaluation against his former team, the Texans.
The Texans. Then they will have the Bungles.
Oh, they should beat the brakes off them.
Really?
The Bengals? The Bengals should beat the brakes off the Browns.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Browns.
No,
I was like, wait, what?
No.
Yeah,
no.
The Bengals, that'll be a good game, I think. The Ravens, also good game. I could see, we talked about them. They could go worst to first. Mm-hmm. The Saints.
I think at that point in time, they'll be the Aints, but we'll see.
There is a, Ryan Horvath told us this yesterday at this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. The talent on that Saints roster is really damn good.
Yes.
It is two things that I don't know.
Coach,
one.
Coach and quarterback.
Dennis Allen. Two. Jameis Winston. Do not.
Tell me again, what are like the two most important elements in NFL?
Don't like it. Don't like it. Because I've seen them both. You know what Dennis Allen as a head coach is like.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Raiders. What was his record there? Well, but then again, it was the Raiders.
It was the Raiders. And I will say this. He was there at a time of severe dysfunction.
Okay. And then you have, but, you know, coaches can grow. And then you have Jameis Winston, which I've seen this before. I know what good Jameis looks like. Good Jameis can throw for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
Right now, if I set his interception line at 17 and a half.
Over. But I think they're going to be, but they're going to be good. And this is the thing is that with him last year, what was the record with the, he was 5-1 last year, yes. I think. They can win. They can win.
They have talent on both sides of the ball, but I just, all again, right.
So you have Bengals, Ravens, Saints. Then they go to the Commanders, which, boy, that's going to be a loss. And then they wrap it up on the road at the Steelers. So I hope he doesn't win a game this season. And I hope when he comes back, he looks just as bad as he did in the preseason game. Because you want to talk about a guy who looked like he hadn't played
in a year and plus.
Yeah, that was Deshaun Watson in his preseason football game, which I do love about preseason football is that all you need to do to get out of, like, all I had to do is watch a couple of drives, and that was all he played.
Mm-hmm.
His one drive. You can get a very good idea of how bad he is.
Where they are, yeah.
Yeah, at this point. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. And I hope it doesn't improve. That's my hope.
Listen, I am here for pettiness always. I am team petty. So, but I'm there with you.
We will have audio from the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam.
And it might be worse than Deshaun's.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Actually, I think it is worse. I think it is worse than Deshaun Watson because with Deshaun Watson, we knew he wasn't taking any accountability and he wasn't feeling remorseful. We knew that. You know, that last Friday you mentioned he did that interview. He had a quote with a reporter who worked for the team, right?
Well, he apologized.
Yeah. He apologized for his actions or how his actions have affected people.
But he acknowledged that people had been affected. That was the first time he had said anything about anybody else other than himself.
But he ducked all responsibility because it was like,
oh, he shirked responsibility the entire way. And it continues today.
He was probably talking more about his teammates and his family than anything else.
But there was at least some contrition there for the very first time.
Yeah, valid point. Jimmy Haslam, though, is the owner of the football team and it was pretty gross. So we will have that coming up a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, we got some Portland Trailblazers news. I don't think it's good.
No, definitely not.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'm going to make a toast because we still alive. No big. I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Portland Trailblazers announced their schedule yesterday, and today we get some news after, because we know there are only going to be three nationally televised games.
Three national and 11 on NBA TV.
One on TNT, two on ESPN, which means you're going to have a lot of Kevin Calabro, Lamar Hurd, Brooke Olsendam,
and the crew.
Yeah. And then, was it Demers and
Holton on the radio.
Michael Holton on the radio. It's all going to be from here in Portland.
So when they're on the road 41 times a year, they will be doing it off a monitor. And there's a couple things with this. First of all, it sucks.
Yeah, because you could tell those COVID games, you could definitely tell they weren't in the arena.
So I've talked to multiple NBA commentators who covered games that are in the bubble. And to a man, they hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
It sucks calling a game from a monitor.
You miss out on the energy. You miss out on the play. You don't have the ability to talk to the coaches or to the players or to the officials or...
Well, one of the things is reading a bench. Being able to read body language off of a bench is huge.
Or getting information back and forth that you may not necessarily share on air, but it impacts how you may talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling, that relationship, that rapport that comes off of that, that improves the broadcast dramatically. Dramatically. And that they are opting to do this makes no sense. I talked to a few people at the league.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
So first of all, they are the only team that is doing this. They are the only team.
The only one.
The only team. The only team in the NBA. I have talked to a few people at the league headquarters in the past 24 hours. They are not thrilled about this. The league does not like this.
Well, they shouldn't be. I mean, they shouldn't be thrilled about it. It's a Mickey Mouse move.
It is.
It's a penny-pinching move.
And it makes the product worse.
And it's something that you sit there and you go, in the grand scheme of things, how much money is this team saving by keeping them at home?
Probably a fair amount.
Because you get a truck. And this, well, one of the reasons why is because the Portland Trailblazers are one of the few teams in the entire NBA
who does it out of pocket for their own
that have their own broadcasting crew.
Yep.
Blazers broadcasting is
its own entity.
They are Blazers employees.
Yes. So you have a director of broadcasting, you have an assistant director, you have graphics, you have sound, you have motion graphics, you have editors, you have, on a given night, there's probably 10, 12 people working in the truck. And then you have the contractors, who are your cameramen, your sound guys, your cable guys, your support crews. It balloons very quickly. And then you have on-air personalities. You've got Lamar, you've got Casey, you've got Brooke, you've got Travis, you've got Mike, you've got radio engineers, you've got radio support, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into this production. It's not cheap. But I say all of that, I don't care. You're not, this is, it's very dumb. I do not want to mince words about this. I hate this. I hate everything about this.
It's brutal.
Just because you can, well, we did it during COVID, doesn't mean you should. This is it's not a slap in the face of fans, but it's definitely a taking the glove off and dragging it across your nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I fart in your general direction.
Yes, exactly. That's what this is, and I don't like it. And I don't want to get into the implications of, they're being cheap because the team's up for sale, or they're just being cheap.
Are we talking chimichanga farts? Are we talking multiple chimichanga farts?
Chimichangas and hot pockets.
Hot pocket.
Dinner of champions. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it matters if the team were for sale or not. I think they're just looking at ways to save money.
And just,
And that kind of takes away from the fan experience. And
drastically.
And it
makes the job for those guys a lot harder,
well,
too.
It just goes to show you that when you are a friend, like the penny pinching may not be on the roster side, because guess what you have to do? Go to a salary cap floor. If this is a concern, are they going to be willing to make the move that costs them money to go into
luxury tax,
yeah, and pay extra? And that is like a good luck,
because this is it. If nothing else, this is making, if you weren't sure, one eyebrow is definitely raised now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're at two eyebrows raised, like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly a conflict compared to the message that we just got out from the Trailblazers about how financially and motivated Jody Allen is for this team. We literally just got a video from the team about that 2 days ago.
Why? Save some bucks, huh?
The justification behind this, I don't know if there's a way where you could legitimately explain to me where I would buy into it.
Yeah. Like people asking like, hey, what's Brooke going to do during these games? I don't know. Maybe, but what she does, she'll be doing, what she did for Bubble, like probably pre, post and half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the studio stuff, do the studio and again, anchoring. And
now I think the only people who are traveling are like the social media crew.
Right.
Of which we don't have a replacement yet.
So
for Amara.
Casey Holdall will be traveling.
So Casey will, and
so who's, yeah, and that's the thing. Beat reporters, like who's traveling with the team beat reporter wise too? Is it going to be Fentress with the Oregonian? It's not going to be Quick because Quick is taking his leave and nobody from The Athletic is taking that out.
Don't have a slot there yet. Wow. Orem is
just, he's a columnist. He's a
columnist.
He's not a reporter.
Obviously Richmond's doing his thing.
Yeah, but is Richmond going to...
No. I will be there for every home game. Hyken will be there for every home game. So if there's going to be and obviously Dwight has stepped away. So literally the coverage is going to be the only person traveling for coverage will be Ventress, if anybody.
Huh. That's unfortunate. Like team stuff, like you're just going to get the social media.
That's the other thing is like you
here's
don't
a little video.
What people don't understand is like when you're out on the road, like these guys all talk to each other. Yeah. They build relationships and you get stories from the road. And that's where a lot of that riffing that Lamar and Casey do comes from, yeah, is the relationships that they build with these guys.
And it now makes it tough, man.
It really does. And I should say the same for the radio for Travis and Michael. Like that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, is their ability to be around it more and more. And then not doing that takes away from the experience of being there and building those relationships. Well,
and I think of one of the big ones too, and you don't realize it until it's gone, is the energy that broadcasters feed off of from the
crowd.
Yeah.
100%.
Being in the building and on the road, especially when momentum is a big swing and there is a little pep to the broadcast when the away crowd gets so quiet, mm-hmm, you know, in those moments where the crowd roars and you feel those big tense moments in the arena, the call mirrors that, and that's going to be gone. That sucks. All right. Yeah.
I fail to see the positive lining outside of money.
Well, I've got some positive news because the NBA is starting to reignite a long lost staple of the league. We'll talk about that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!